Good afternoon and welcome to another broadcast of Aries and Songs. I'm your host, Larry Johnson. Today I'm offering a program of music by one of my most favorite composers, Gustav Mahler. However, I wish to also acknowledge Alma Schindler Mahler, his wife and author of a memoir of her husband, Gustav Mahler, Memories and Letters. Let's begin with Das Lied von der Erde of 1908. Alma Mahler tells us that, quote, "He worked at white heat all the summer on the songs for orchestra, with Hans Bethlege's Chinese poems as the text. He linked up the separate poems and composed interludes, and so found himself drawn more and more to his true musical form, the symphony. He expressed all his sorrow and dread in this work, The Song of the Earth." End quote. Here is the first song, Der Trunkene im Frühling, from a superb recording made in the 1960s of Das Lied as conducted by Otto Klemperer and sung here by Fritz Wunderlich.
er singen kann. So schlaf ich wieder ein. Was geht mich denn der Frühling an? Lass mich betrunken
Der Trunkene im Frühling, from Mahler's Das Lied von der Erde, is sung by Fritz Wunderlich, with the Philharmonia Orchestra conducted by Otto Klemperer. Now we'll go back in time to 1895 for Mahler's Symphony No. 2, known as the Resurrection Symphony, and specifically to the fourth movement, Urlicht, or Primeval Light. There is a longing here for relief from the woes of the world, yet the work also expresses the hope for everlasting, transcendent renewal. Leopold Stokowski now conducts the London Symphony Orchestra with soloist Brigitte Fassbender.
Thank you.
Brigitte Fassbender, with Leopold Stokowski conducting the London Symphony Orchestra. The fourth movement of Mahler's Symphony No. 2, Urlicht. I noted earlier that Mahler hoped for relief from the woes of the world. He had many, which included a difficult childhood, an early adulthood defined by poverty, and the inability to evolve a true sense of self. All this led to a life of insecurity. Alma Mahler quotes her husband in her memoir, "I am thrice homeless, as a native of Bohemia in Austria, as an Austrian among Germans, and as a Jew throughout the world, everywhere an intruder, never welcomed." He had good reason to feel as he did. A prominent example Alma Mahler refers to is when Cosima Wagner, whom he admired, tried to prevent his appointment as director of the Hofoper, or Imperial Opera in Vienna. He had to be baptized before he could aspire to such a position. Having noted this, there is, in my view, a sense of Mahler's hope for transcendence and peace in one of the five songs known as the Rückertlieder. Ich bin der Welt abhanden gekommen. I am lost to the world. It's considered a sad song, with thoughts of death, and it certainly has an atmosphere of strong emotion and deeply personal contemplation. What I hear is self-acceptance, release from the worries of the world, a sense of contentment. Here are the final lines. I am dead to the world's tumult, and I rest in a quiet realm. I live alone in my heaven, in my love, and in my song. Now for one of this song's greatest interpreters, Kathleen Ferrier.
Thank you.
Contralto Kathleen Ferrier singing Ich bin der Welt abhanden gekommen from the Rickertlieder of Gustav Mahler. The Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra was conducted by Bruno Walter. Walter was Mahler's pupil and friend, and after Mahler's death in 1911 at age 51, he became the keeper of the flame, so to speak, of Mahler's music. Music that was not all that popular when new and then banned by the Nazis. Finally, in the 1960s, Leonard Bernstein began the Mahler revival that has led to worldwide acceptance we know today. Now, lightening the mood a bit, here is a brief selection from Mahler's Das Knaben Wunderhorn cycle. We will sample the first song from Volume 2, in which Elisabeth Schwarzkopf tells us about teaching naughty children to be good.
Es kam ein Herr zu Klässli auf einem schönen Rössli. Kuckuck, kuckuck, kuckuck. Da lugt die Frau zum Fenster aus und sagt, der Baum ist nicht so groß. Und niemand, hier als mein Kind. Und das Mädchen ist auf der Wäsche Wind. Der Herr auf seinem Rüssli zu der Frau im Schlässli. Kuckuck, kuckuck, sind's gute Kind, sind's böse Kind. Ach, liebe Frau, ach, sag ich nicht, nicht. Kuckuck, kuckuck.
Des Knaben Wunderhorn, Elisabeth Schwarzkopf has sung Und schlimme Kinder artisch zu machen, as accompanied by Jeffrey Parsons. Let's conclude this program concentrating on Alma Mahler. Hers was not an easy life with a man like Mahler. She gave his world structure, dealt with his endless demands and moods, and she took care of finances, which he had little sense of whatsoever. Although she too had written songs, Mahler had no interest and ordered her to cease composing. In her memoir, she writes, quote, "Often I had to affect a cheerful air with tears ready to burst from my eyes, and I must not let him see," end quote. However, we don't have to feel all that badly for Alma. Hers turned out to be quite an interesting life. If you will forgive a bit of really unexpected levity in a Mahler program, we'll turn to singer, composer, satirist, and mathematician Tom Lehrer, who became quite fascinated with Alma when she passed away in 1964 at age 85.
Last December 13th, there appeared in the newspapers the juiciest, spiciest, raciest obituary it has ever been my pleasure to read. It was that of a lady named Alma Mahler Gropius Werfel, who had, in her lifetime, managed to acquire as lovers practically all of the top creative men in Central Europe. And among these lovers, who were listed in the obituary, by the way, which is what made it so interesting, there were three whom she went so far as to marry. One of the leading composers of the day, Gustav Mahler, composer of Das Lied von der Erde and other light classics. Uh, one of the leading architects, Walter Gropius, of the Bauhaus School of Design, and one of the leading writers, Franz Werfel, author of The Song of Bernadette and other masterpieces. It's people like that who make you realize how little you've accomplished. It is a sobering thought, for example, that when Mozart was my age, he had been dead for 2 years. It seemed to me, on reading this obituary, that the story of Alma was the stuff of which ballads should be made. So here is one. The loveliest girl in Vienna was Alma, the smartest as well. Once you picked her up on your antenna, you'd never be free of her spell. Her lovers were many and varied. From the day she began her begin, there were three famous ones whom she married, and God knows how many between. Alma, tell us, all modern women are jealous. Which of your magical wands got you Gustav and Walter and Franz? The first one she married was Mahler, whose buddies all knew him as Gustav. And each time he saw her, he'd holler, "Ach, that is the Fräulein I must have." Their marriage, however, was murder. He'd scream to the heavens above, "I'm writing das Lied von der Erde, and she only wants to make love." Alma, tell us, all modern women are jealous. You should have a statue in bronze for bagging Gustav and Walter and Franz. While married to Gus, she met Gropius, and soon she was swinging with Walter. Gus died and her teardrops were copious. She cried all the way to the altar, but he would work late at the Bauhaus and only came home now and then. She said, "What am I running? A chow house? It's time to change partners again." Alma, tell us, all modern women are jealous. Though you didn't even use pawns, you got Gustav and Walter and Franz. While married to Walt, she'd met Werfel, and he too was caught in her net. He married her, but he was careful, 'cause Alma was no Bernadette. And that is the story of Alma, who knew how to receive and to give the body that reached her embalma, who was one that had known how to live. Alma, tell us, how can they help being jealous? Ducks always envy the swans who get Gustav and Walter. You never did falter with Gustav and Walter and Franz.
Satirist Tom Lehrer with his unique take on Alma Mahler, which concludes this program on the life and music of Gustav Mahler with commentary and quotes from his wife's memoir. Our producers are Sydney Gillard and Becky Neistat. Contact me if you like at wfmt.com/Aries and Songs. I am Larry Johnson, noting that next week I'll explore the art of one of today's most celebrated opera stars, Anna Netrebko, here on Aries and Songs.